Thank you for joining us to learn more about candidate selection for depigmentation therapy for vitiligo and psychological parameters of the screening process. With us today is Dr. Carmen Grau, attending in the Department of Dermatology at St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital Center and Beth Israel Medical Center in New York, New York. Dr. Grau, what do dermatologists need to know about the psychological screening process for vitiligo patients undergoing depigmentation therapy, and what red flags indicate that a patient may not be a good candidate for this type of therapy?
Well, as we all know, problems with one's skin can be painfully public. You know, the skin is our most visible organ, and unlike most other medical problems, dermatological problems can be there for all to see. Vitiligo is an autoimmune disorder characterized by the loss of cutaneous pigments. The effect of the vitiligo on the psyche are really complex. While it is true that vitiligo is not physically painful and causes no physical limitations, many people will report the profound ways this disease affects their lives. What is clear is that vitiligo can be, and it is, psychologically painful. Can influence the person's daily functioning, personal and social life, as well as their psychological well-being. As a consequence, possible psychological reactions to vitiligo include depression, guilt, shame, fear of disease extension, and possible loss of disease control. Impairments to daily function can include limitations related to clothing. Sometimes patients tend to cover the affected areas, or they tend to cover in the summer months, for example. It also affects social and leisure activities. Some people don't want to go to the beach, for example, or they don't want to play sports, and it definitely affects daily routines. The visibility of the lesions, especially on the face and hands, can promote self-consciousness in social settings. Patients may feel embarrassed and report feeling socially anxious, ill at ease, and become isolated, which often impacts interpersonal relationships with friends, family, and partners. Vitiligo sufferers report being stared at or hearing rude comments from strangers in their daily life. These interactions can leave people feeling stigmatized and ostracized. Because of these negative psychological effects, it is very important that this disease is treated. The main therapeutic goal for vitiligo is repigmentation of the affected skin to restore the lost pigment, to restore the way that the patient used to look. But in many cases, repigmentation is not possible. And if the disease has significantly spread, maybe over 30% of the person's body, then a secondary goal is to give patients an even skin tone so that their pigmentation does not attract unwanted attention. This is when the practitioner resorts to the pigmentation therapy. My background is a little different from most people that work in dermatology. I am a clinical psychologist by training and also a psychoanalyst. And I've been consulting and working in the Department of Dermatology in St. Luke's Roosevelt for now several years. Basically, what I do is that I see patients for consultations and also treatment it needs to be in cases where it's suspected that there is a psychological component to whatever dermatological illness the patient is presenting. With vitiligo patients, one of the things that I do when it requires the pigmentation therapy is that I usually screen them in order to make sure that they are good candidates for the kind of therapy. This is a decision that has to be made really carefully. If the patient may have some unrealistic goals and expectations for the treatment, then they would not be good candidates. But why would that be? You know, the pigmentation therapy has permanent effects. The patient cannot change his or her mind after he has undergone the treatment. So the practitioner has to be sure that the patient is 100% aware of what he or she is embarking and the possible long-term consequences. It is not just that the pigmentation therapy is irreversible, but that it can change the way that someone is perceived because the lightening of the skin tone. It is important to make sure that the patient can psychologically handle changes in perceived race or ethnicity, since that can have cultural and social repercussions for them. This is usually especially true for patients with darker skin types. For example, black or Hispanic patients, they may be perceived as white following the pigmentation therapy, which can cause some issues for them. This major alteration in self-image could destabilize patients and needs to be addressed, explained, and explored at great length prior to treatment. It is very important that patients are psychologically stable and they do not have underlying psychological problems. That's why it is recommended that patients are referred to a mental health practitioner who specializes in psychocutaneous medicine for an evaluation and who will give recommendations about the appropriateness of the pigmentation therapy. The mental health practitioner is a consultant to the dermatologist in this process, and it can help in making the final recommendation. But what does a psychological screening entail? A psychological screening requires an extensive interview with the patient to determine if he or she has underlying psychiatric conditions that might interfere with the patient making the most sound medical decision to undergo treatment at the time. It includes a detailed history of the patient, a history of the disease, motivations for wanting the pigmentation therapy, personal and social impact that the vitiligo has had on their lives. You know, psychiatric history is really crucial in order to assess the presence of psychiatric conditions like psychosis, major depression, anxiety disorder, the possibility of suicidality. All of these would be indications of instability and that they are really contraindications for the pigmentation. Patients may be candidates for the pigmentations after their symptoms have resolved. You know, a crucial factor in the decision of recommending the pigmentation therapy is that patients might have to be realistic about the goals and expectations. Magical thoughts related to the resolution of vitiligo, you know, like, for example, if I the pigment, you know, this is going to save my marriage, they might be a contraindication for treatment. A way to find out if the patient has unrealistic goals or poor coping mechanisms is using what we call modeling. For example, we can ask the patient, what will happen if the pigmentation does not respond to the treatment, or if you're allergic to the bleach? And it's very important how the patient responds. If they give you an appropriate response, well, you know, if that doesn't work out, then, you know, I'll use makeup or I'll cover up. It's a very different response than if the patient, you know, breaks down or he says, oh, well, my life will be ruined. That will give you some clues. The psychological screening can also reveal evidence of intrusive thoughts regarding vitiligo, which might signal obsessive compulsive disorder, as it happened in the article's case presentation of a 24-year-old male who was seeking the pigmentation therapy for a small patch of vitiligo in his penis. The patient did not reveal his psychiatric history to the dermatologist, and he reluctantly revealed an 8-year history of obsessive compulsive disorder to the psychologist after she really inquired extensively. He finally admitted that he had stopped seeing his psychiatrist and that he was not taking his medication. And he also admitted that part of his preoccupation with the patch of vitiligo had to do to the fact that he had a tendency to always obsess about something. And since he was not treated psychiatrically, this is what he was now obsessing about. It was really recommended for him to be in touch with his psychiatrist and to seek psychiatric medication so that he could be stable, and then we could see if he was a good candidate in a later time for the pigmentation therapy. To end, I just would like to emphasize the importance of psychological screening for patients with vitiligo prior to the pigmentation therapy. As our case report shows, it is crucial that candidates for depigmentation go through a psychological screening to make sure that they are not presenting with any psychiatric disorder or unrealistic goals or expectations that might interfere with making the best medical decision at the time for them. As I have mentioned, the pigmentation therapy is irreversible, and it can change the perception of the patient forever. And you want to make sure that the patient is aware of that and that you make that decision with care.
Thank you, Dr. Grau, for your discussion of the importance of psychological screening of vitiligo patients prior to depigmentation therapy. For more information, access Dr. Grau's article from the May 2013 issue of Cutis here on Cutis.com.